one day a well of living water.
Yes.
I tell Brother Clifford a few moments ago, a lot of folk come to church with their little old cup, just come to get a drink of water every time they come to church. Praise God, I'm glad he put a well in me.
Yes.
Amen. Whether I'm in church or out of church, wherever I am, I'm glad that, praise God, I've got a well of living water in me. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, that satisfies. Praise God, that satisfies. Amen. Some of you need to get a well in you tonight. Amen.
Amen. He said, preacher, it's been a while since I've seen this. God is a God of surprise. I'm going to tell you what, friend. Oh, Lord help us. How long's it been since God has amazed you?
Go ahead.
I don't know if this is accurate or not, the way it's worded, but it's in my heart. Where's the wow factor at? Amen. What happened to you tonight? Amen, buddy. Whatever.
I want peace in my heart. I want to be fully committed to Him.
Yes. Yes.
If He has me to preach, I struggled.
Whatever.
It's been in my heart. I feel like it may be His will for me to preach. Whatever.
Whatever. Amen. 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 He'll make it clear to you. You don't have to guess at God's will. You don't have to guess at it. You don't have to guess at it. Hallelujah. The Word of God is the will of God. Amen. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Just let God know. God, I'm not running. I'm not running. If you want me to do anything specific or particular, you just let me know and I'll do it. Hey, folk, that right there, as far as God's concerned, that's almost as big as salvation. Amen. When somebody surrenders to God, that is big. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen, brother.
They said he's been dead. He's had no joy.
He told his daddy, as a saved young man, he said, didn't have no joy. Didn't have no joy. You know why some of you don't have no joy? It may not be that you need to be saved. You may need to just get your hands off of your life and let God get in the driver's seat and let Him have it all. All to Him I owe. Surrender. Surrender. That's big right there, folk. That's big. I'll tell you how big it is. Some of you in here have never done it. Something that's not big, most everybody's done it. Oh, brother. If it's not big, most anybody's done it. There's nothing strange about it. Nothing abnormal about it. But if it's something big, not too many have done it. Amen. Have you surrendered? Has there been a place in your life where you run up the white flag and you said, Lord, I surrender. I'm not running no more. I'm not fighting you no more. I'm yours from this day forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 What happened back there? Amen. Just pray. That's good. That's good. Amen. 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 God help me. I tell you, folk, please pray for me. That preacher Rackley will be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Wherever he goes, they'll be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. We need a revival of that. We need a revival of God's men getting serious and sensitive about the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe this with all of my heart. You will never respond to general truth. Preachers can get up and preach just generalized preaching. You'll never respond to that. It will only be, I know this for a fact, friend, it will only be when God gets personal with you where you do business with Him. Amen. You can't make the wind blow, but you can enjoy it when it is blowing. You can see the evidence of it when it's a blow. And I'm telling you, there's a breeze under the tabernacle tonight, and it's not coming through the trees out there. It's coming from another world. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Amen. Amen. You don't have to try to make nothing happen. We just get out of the way, God will work. We just get right, God will work. We'll just desire. Hey, oh yes, come on Jesus, help me now. You can gauge your spirituality by your desire. Be honest with yourself. I don't know what your desires are. Totally. Be honest with yourself. Look at your desires. How many of them are spiritual? You can tell by how people dresses where their desires are. You're more interested in catching the eye of the public and more interested in catching the eye of your peers, then I know where your heart is. And where your heart is, there where your treasures be. That's right. That's right. Are you listening to the preacher tonight? More importantly, are you listening to God tonight? Listen, God sent that. Brother Rochester, as sure as I'm standing here tonight, God sent that. You need to look at your desires. That'll tell you where you're at. What about your desires for the Word of God? Well, preacher, as far as I know, I'm right with God. I just hadn't read the Word of God in 2 weeks. That's your spiritual food. Have you went without physically eating in 2 weeks? You don't even have to answer that. I can look and see that you've eaten 2 weeks. And I promise you, I have a habit of it myself. Why? Because I've got a nature. Oh, come on, help me, Lord. You know why I go to the table to eat? I've got a nature in me that was put in me through my birth. It came through my birth. That gave me a nature that gives me a diet. You know why I don't eat worms? I'm not a bird. You know why I don't eat slop? I'm not a pig. You know why I don't eat nuts, as far as hickory nuts and that? I'm not a squirrel. Your nature determines your diet. All I have to do is look and see what do you feed on through the week. Not at the table, but just in your life. Some of you spend all your time feeding on Hollywood, and then you wonder why you can't get excited in church. But when you get saved, you're made partakers of His divine nature. And that nature will produce in you a diet. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. You'll have desires. God will give you the desires of your heart. Look at your desires, young lady. Are they physical? Are they social? Are they financial? Or are they spiritual? Are you listening? My part of the service is almost over. I feel it's about over for me. I've tried to mind God through this thing. I'm telling you, that amazes me. When I left that seat, I'm telling you, I thought, surely I am fixing to preach out of Luke 14. And really, the truth is, if I told you what I was going to preach, if I told you what I was planning on preaching tonight, you'll say, preacher, you really did. You hit it. You preached. But I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to preach. I was going to preach. You just need to know what God's already said to you. That's what you need to know. Don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Are you saved tonight? Do you know the Lord tonight? Now, I didn't say this service was over. I just said my part. As far as I know, my part is over or closed. I can tell when God gets on me, and that ain't a prideful statement. I just know. And I know, Lord help me, I know when He's not on. When God moved on my heart in that pulpit when I first got up there, I thought, oh mercy, here we go. But it's lifted. It's lifted. Some of you are going to fool around. Please hear the last few words. Some of you are going to fool around, play around, and you're going to let God walk right by you. And you're going to miss God, sure as your name is what it is. You're going to miss God. You're going to miss God. Sure as you're sitting in that seat, you're going to miss God. And you know what? Hello? And I'm not being mean when I make this statement. But if you want to go to hell, God will let you. If you're bound and determined to keep telling God, no, 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 I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Not tonight. I got other things to do. I got seed to sow, people to see, places to go. I've got things to do, Lord. Not tonight, not tonight, not tonight. Keep putting him away. Listen, I was going to read tonight in the book of Luke. There are, I believe, 7 times. I'd have to look, make sure on that. I was going to read every one of them. I was going to read every one of them. Jesus said, you cannot come. Where I am, you cannot come. There'll come a place in your life where God will close the door on you and you will not be able to get saved. Genesis 6:3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. That indicates that God will pull, work, strive, deal, but there'll come a time that He'll quit. And if God ever walks off and leaves you, you're as sure, listen, if you're lost, if God ever quits dealing with you, hello, if God ever quits dealing with you, you're just as sure for hell as if he was already there. You can beg and plead and scream and holler and do everything else. When God leaves you alone, and nobody knows when that'll happen, nobody knows if God's going to leave somebody alone after tonight. I've heard several testimonies. Brother, I've heard several testimonies in my 32 years of being saved that said, preacher, God told me tonight was my last chance. Dr. Oliver B. Green got saved on his last opportunity. Are you listening? Could this be your life? God, look how God's moved tonight, in spite of us. Look how God's moved tonight. Don't let God walk by you. And don't take a chance that He'll come back, because He may not. Let me give you this. Listen, everybody's heard of Zacchaeus. Luke 19. And he passed through Jericho. Jesus passed through Jericho. Study your Bible, friend. He went through there one time. Not twice. Once. What if Zacchaeus would have done like some of you? I'll do it later. I'll wait till he comes back. He passed through one time. Zacchaeus did business with him, and Jesus did business with Zacchaeus about salvation. And he told him, he said, today, salvation has come to this house. What if he'd have waited? He'd be in hell today. Because he didn't wait, I'll meet him one day. Amen. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, whatever else, Lord, you want to do in the service, give the moderator's direction. Lord, it'd be so easy tonight. Lord, and it's It's the power and the pull and the dealing of the Holy Spirit is lifted. I believe that's very evident. But I don't believe you're done yet. I don't know what else you want to do. And I thank you, Lord. I do want to say thank you for what you have done. For those that have gotten saved tonight, and for those who've surrendered their lives to you, for whatever your will is, thank you for that. That's big. Lord, I believe that you intend for Cherokee County Camp Meeting to be life-changing. Lord, not just come and shout and run and get in the glory and go home and be unchanged. Lord, I believe you're wanting to change people's lives underneath this altar. Lord, thank you for allowing me the privilege to come through here and have my life helped and blessed and stirred. Lord, thank you for that. Bless your name. I love you, Jesus. Lord, if you hadn't have come where I was 32 years ago, I would not be right here tonight. Lord, I want to thank you. I give you the glory. Lord, my verse, and you know, you put it in my heart. Psalms 115, verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Have your way, Jesus. Amen.
God has been calling tonight. Amen. These are the services, these are the days when God shows up, God moves and manifests himself, and he's calling. I don't know how many has heeded his voice tonight and his call, but God is calling. The songwriter said he's tenderly calling. Amen. And tonight, thank God for those who have heeded his voice. Thank God for those who have come for salvation. How many of you got saved tonight? Would you stand up? If the Lord saved you tonight, would you stand up? Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Amen. 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 See, they heard the call of salvation. They heard the call to be saved. They heard the shepherd's call. Amen. Thank God for that. We want to pray for them as they serve the Lord now, and they'll grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for this young man who heard the call of God for his will and his purpose. I thought about that verse that says they'll be willing in the day of his power. That's why we need the power of God, because it's the power of God that makes hearts willing. Amen. It's the power of God that's made these willing tonight to come and to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad God's still calling young men and young ladies into whatever God wants you to do. You may still be here tonight, and God's been dealing with you about his will in your life, about what he wants you to do. Have you yielded to it? Have you listened to him? Have you said, God, here I am. Lord, send me. Well, that's what he wants out of us. Amen. And I want this young man who surrendered to God's will. Brother Barry, you come on up here. And we want all these men of God to get around this young man who has yielded himself tonight to the call of God and the will of God and the purpose of God in his life and whatever it is that God wants him to do. Aren't you glad God's still calling young people? Hey, Jesus don't come back in a few years down the road, these are going to be the ones carrying it on. Amen. Let's pray, men, over this young man, and God will just keep his hand on him, his hedge around him, and use him greatly.
God so clear. Our Father, that he'll follow you, Lord, all the days of his life. God, be usable, God. Usable.
I like to tell all you people something. In 1964, all I ever done was hunted and fished on Sunday. I went to church that night. Don't know why I went tonight. But I went to church that night, and that preacher got up there and preached just like this brother did. He gave an altar call. I hit the door, got in my car, headed down the roof. Three times God told me it's your last chance. I turned that car around. I went back and run through the doors, and they were practicing the same. And I knelt down the altar. I said, God, if you'll save me and forgive me, I'll follow you.
Amen, brother.
That Monday evening when I come home from work, where I turned around out there, there was four before I-beams put up out there. Only God knows, and that man knows, if they was there when that car turned around. Thank God he saved me, and he's never left me, and he's never forsaken me.
Amen.
He's always with me. And
amen.
I thank God for this preaching, this revival tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving Whitney tonight. Our church has been praying so long for her. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord's done for her tonight.
You know, I sing with a traveling gospel group, but this song goes with me everywhere I go, because you know you can't do it without him. As we travel down the, up and down the highways, you know, I take this song with me, because, you know, he travels with us and he go with us, and we can't do it without him.
That's right.
Can't do it without him. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought that I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I can be on life sinking sand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. It's my testimony. I thought I can do a lot on my own. I thought that I would make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. If y'all don't mind, let me say it again. I thought I can do lot on my own. I thought that I wouldn't make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk, oh Lord, without you holding my hand. You know the mountain is too high, and the valley is too wide. Oh, down on my knees, oh Lord, I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk, oh Lord, without you holding my hand. You know the mountain is too high, and the valley is too wide. Oh, down on my knees, oh Lord, I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. One day I met Jesus. My all in all. From now on, when I get in trouble, only his name I call. And if I don't trust in him, I'll be less than a man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk, oh Lord, without you holding my hand. You know the mountain is too high, and the valley is too wide. Oh, down on my knees, oh Lord, I learn to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Thank God. Aren't you glad we're guided by that unseen hand? Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen, Brother Andy. Go ahead.
When this man started coming to our church, he came a couple of Wednesday nights, and he'd come to me and say, "Preacher," said, "what you give me tonight, I can take home with me." And I went back the back of the church. It was on a Sunday night. And I said something to him about Mr. Black, and one of my ladies, she grabbed me and said, "Preacher, I can't believe you said that." I said, "What?" "Can't believe I said what? That you called him Mr. Black." I said, "What do you mean you can't believe it? That's his name." "Actually, that's his name, Mr. Black." I said, "Listen, ma'am, that is his name." She said, "Oh." Boy, you've been so kind. God's been so good. Listen, he ain't through yet. No. He is not through yet. And some of you know he's not through because he's still working on some of you. Now, we're going to leave here in a little bit, but he's still going with you. And you ain't going to get away from him. I'll tell you, when he gets after you, you don't have no place to hide. There ain't nowhere you can go. There ain't nothing you can do. The closest and the best way to get him off your back is to get him in your heart. And I'm telling you, get him in your heart. Get your heart turned toward God. Your footsteps will go the way he wants you to go. And you'll find that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Now, you know, I hope there's nobody leaves here disappointed. If you leave here disappointed, I really don't have any earthly idea what you came over here for. But the biggest part of us came over here praying that God give us camp meeting. And, you know, I've got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, been in every one of these services. And I've been praying for years, "Oh, dear God, please let them experience some stuff that I experienced when I first got saved." Almost 52 years ago, fact is, in 5 weeks from now, I'll be 52 years old spiritually. And when the Lord saved me, he got in my heart and put a love in my heart, for the things of God. And I just started going, getting into things like this. Everywhere I could hear something like this going on, I went and got into it. And so I got in on something good, and I ain't never wanted to get out of it. Now, I've been praying that God would do something like this here at Cherokee County Camp Meeting. Many of you have for a long time. It's been a long time since we've seen it like this. It's been a long time since God's moved in here like this. But I'll tell you, if we'll just keep on yielding ourselves to God, keep on yielding. I said yielding ourselves to him. That means God has the right of way, and we'll yield ourselves to him. And wherever God wants to take us, we'll just fall in behind him and go with him. God will do something for us that still needs to be done. I want my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, to experience something in their heart that they can't ever get away from. They won't ever want to get away from. They'll want it as long as they live in this world. I brought two of my neighbors' kids with me tonight, here tonight. I brought them here tonight for this express purpose, that I wanted them to get in on something like this. And praise God, I'm glad they got in on it. Amen. They may not realize what they've gotten in on tonight, but they won't get away from this real soon. Amen. They'll remember what they've seen here. They'll remember what they've heard here. They'll remember what they've experienced here. They've been in a service where, hey, God's performed some miracles. He's saved some people. He's called some people out, amen, and called some people in. They won't get away from that, and neither will you. Hallelujah. I'm going away from here tonight rejoicing in the Lord, praying that God will bring us back here on this hillside again tomorrow night, and God will just come do it all over again. Amen. He'll just come do it all over again. Listen, I wouldn't dare tell God to clone this service and do it just like this, but my desire, we come back here tomorrow night, God will meet with us here again, and my friend, we'll be conscious of the power and the Spirit of God among us, and we'll have the freedom to worship God, that God will have the freedom to move among us the way He desires to do so. I'm just here to tell you, God likes this. Amen. God likes this. He likes us. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of His people. Now, I know some of you hadn't got in on this yet, but it ain't too late. I'll tell you what you do. You just come on back tomorrow night, and maybe tomorrow night you'll get in. If you don't get in tomorrow night, you come on back Sunday night. Maybe you'll get in then. But between tomorrow night and Sunday night, go to your church on Sunday morning, you may get in then. Wouldn't that be great? Hallelujah. It's been good this week. I'm telling you, I've got revived. I'm telling you, I've felt that spring of living water springing up in me. It's been running out my eyes, been running out my ears. Praise God. My feet don't want to be still. My hands don't want to be still. My mouth don't want to be still. Hallelujah. I just want to praise His name. Just keep on a living for Jesus.
Amen. Now, I'll tell you what. I want you to really be praying. Of course, between now and tomorrow night, pray for Brother Ronnie. I talked to him today on his way in, and he's heard about all the Lord's been doing, you know, in these days. And you know, he's got to come in. He's got about 6 nights to catch up. Amen. I mean, but I know the Lord is going to be, He's going to be real as tomorrow night as He is tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The table is spread. Amen. The invitation's out. Thank God we're in. Amen. I want you to stand now, and Brother Barry, we appreciate so much. Amen. You coming, laboring so diligently, faithfully, fervently in the Word of God. We thank you, and we'll continue to pray for you as you go on the way, and come by and let Him know that you love Him, that you appreciate Him. I'll tell you for how He's allowed God to use Him in these days. Bless the name of the Lord. So tomorrow night, remember prayer at 7:15 out here beside the tabernacle, and just come on back. This is a good Friday night crowd. I'm telling you. Amen. I stand amazed at how you've been so faithful to come. And thank you. Thank you so much for coming night after night. Be careful driving off the grounds here, and because you know how the traffic is out there. Be careful. Help us get the songbooks up. Go praying. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night.